Hans von Spakovsky on James Comey, one of the most arrogant, egotistical people I met in D.C. By Robert Krajicek on December 18, 2018. Hans von Spakovsky, a Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow, described former FBI Director James Comey as one of the most arrogant, egotistical people I've ever run into in Washington, D.C. He offered his remarks in a Tuesday interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Von Spakovsky recalled, "I was actually at the Justice Department when James Comey was still there during the Bush administration. And I remember him bragging about the fact that they had gotten Martha Stewart under that same statute for lying to them, even though her underlying business conduct was perfectly legal. And I was just disgusted by that at the time. Nothing's changed. That law is still being abused the way it's being abused by the special counsel. Listen." Von Spakovsky continued, "James Comey is one of the most arrogant, egotistical people I've ever run into in Washington, D.C., which is saying a lot. And I will tell you, I think this is something that people know about in Washington, is that when he was at the U.S. Justice Department, anytime he was faced with a situation or a problem, his reaction was never, 'What's the right thing to do?' His reaction was always, 'HMM, well, what is the best way to handle this that will make me look good?' That hasn't changed. You can see in the way he's been acting in recent months." Marlow recalled Comey's recent admission, in an interview with MSNBC's Nicole Wallace at the 92nd Street Y in New York City, New York, that he circumvented standard protocol in sending FBI agents to question then-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn at the White House. According to Comey, the newly minted Trump administration was vulnerable to such a move given its being less organized than its predecessors. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional law professor at Georgetown University, wrote of the aforementioned circumvention of protocol by Comey, "I probably wouldn't have gotten away with it." Those words this week from former FBI Director James Comey could well be chiseled in marble as his epitaph. He was explaining another violation of bureau policy during his tenure days after meeting behind closed doors with House members. Von Spakovsky also described Special Counsel Robert Mueller's ostensible investigation of alleged Russian political interference in 2016's presidential election as akin to a general warrant from the king. Von Spakovsky explained, "The whole reason we have a Fourth Amendment is because the founders and the colonists didn't want to have happen in America what happened in England, which was that the king used to give prosecutors what they called general warrants, which wasn't that some Englishman was suspected of a crime. It was a warrant for prosecutors to simply investigate someone that the king didn't like until they could find a crime, and we specifically outlawed that." Von Spakovsky concluded, "Here, supposedly in this county under our constitution, the police can't investigate someone unless they first have evidence that some kind of crime was committed. But the way this special counsel operates, it's like he's got a general warrant from the king to just investigate until he finds crimes." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.